Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Clicking Balls 2017 season primer for the North Melbourne Kangaroos. My name is Heath, and with me is Josh.
Here we go.
And Brenton.
G'day.
And Josh has been waiting for this one. North Melbourne, let's have a look at 2016 from them first, before we get into the coming year. 12 wins.
For a 12-round season, it was fantastic.
For a 12-round season, yeah. 12 wins and finishing 8th. It's fair to say that it was a season of two halves, as they say.
Well, yeah.
9-0, and it was funny at the time because everyone was saying, yeah, but they haven't beaten anyone yet.
Yep.
As it turns out, they beat the eventual premiers as one of those first nine.
Yeah.
But 3 wins for the rest of the year kind of puts it about right, I thought, at the end of the day.
I mean, in all honesty, I know injuries is an excuse, but every one of those wins, we had a person go down with a long-term injury. I think at one stage, Jared Waite was one of the only healthy forwards we had.
And even he said
then he went down.
Yeah.
You know, we had pretty much every single of the players you would know, besides Lindsay Thomas, every one of them was injured for some part of that season.
And you sacked the rest of them at the end of the season.
I'm not talking about that bit.
But at the end of the day, they finished 8th, and that felt about right.
Yeah.
But the wind was taken from their sails a few weeks out from the end of the year, too.
Yeah. And I mean, it would have been an incredible story if you get 9 out of the first games and don't make finals.
Yeah.
We're talking about the outs now, are we?
We will if you like. If you...
No, fuck that. I'm getting a drink.
All right. Outs.
It's fucking painful.
Farron Ray. I mean, what a legend.
Yeah. One of the greats.
Or Ray Farron, as they called him when he started.
I tell you what, if I go to Etihad and they haven't put his Guernsey up next to their 3 flags, whatever the fuck they've won, then I'm going to be really disappointed.
They got 4 flags.
4 flags?
Four.
I can never remember how many they end up temporarily putting from the rafters when they have the little bullshit banner they run through.
Do you think they'll have the Farron Ray end?
Oh, they've got to at least give him his own little, you know, walk around the sidelines during the game one.
The good thing is they can have one end as the Farron Ray end, the other end is the Ray Farron, just to get him out. They've also lost Aaron Black, who's gone across. He's sick and tired of kicking goals in the VFL, so he's gone across to Geelong.
Yep.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
And of course, the big four, Harvey, Ferrito, Petrie and Del Santo, which has been spoken about at great length. But honestly, except for Harvey, it's fair enough. They should have, but the way they handled it was piss poor, and everybody said that.
Yeah.
Harvey, no way should he be gone.
But shit, yeah.
It's been spoken about. You know,
Ferrito, he's been on the outer for probably the last decade. His effort kept him in. The fact that he had some sort of mutant tumor on his thigh that counted as an extra player. But
I've always had begrudgingly respect for Ferrito. I think I'm the only non-North Melbourne supporter that liked him because he knew he was a thug backman and he just went, oh, well.
Yep. He's pretty unapologetic about that shit.
Still remember that time he punched Buddy Franklin, fair in the square in the back of the head.
Yeah.
Missed the ball by 3 feet.
Yep. He was an old school sort of bloke.
But I thought he's the Chael Sonnen. Just like, I did it, yeah.
And just going to the games into his banter when he's close to the bounce line. It's fucking hilarious.
Who's that one? You're hot.
Yeah.
And he plugs all out by himself.
Yeah. Or like they take the mark and he goes, play on!
You did too!
He's a country footy player.
Good on him.
Yeah. He's a country footy player.
And proud of it.
He will be missed.
Petrie, he was pushed out. Like
1 year too many, let's be honest.
Yeah. And look, probably... He could have been something else, but then he tried to do this, tried to do that, and he did what he could do. And West Coast are probably going to get a bit of mileage out of him, but he spent his best dollars.
They got him for minimum chips too.
Yeah.
Last chance to learn. But there was, I think, more than one game last year where it got to three-quarter time and Petrie's had 2 handballs.
Yeah.
It's a shame, but, you know, time catches up with everyone. And 300-plus games and, what's that, 15 years or whatever he's been
something
there.
Like
so
that.
Can't complain.
Yeah, exactly.
No, and then you've got Nick Del Santo, who was one of the more skillful players. But last year, I did see a lot of pretty ordinary disposal. He, for some reason, had a good disposal efficiency on paper. But a lot of that shit, I think, was the over 50-meter kick.
Yes. Sometimes you look at it. I know there was Johannesson in the grand final last year. His disposal efficiency was okay on paper. Anybody watching that game goes, nah.
Yeah.
No good. Yeah. And that was Del Santo's biggest strength in his in his best games at North was his disposal. But yeah, I thought it left him a little bit last year.
But like you said, the fucked up one was Harvey. I mean, he was
there's no excuse for it.
He's still best 22 now.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like he's top five he's got at the moment.
I meant to have a look where he finished in their best and fairest, but if he wasn't top six, I'd be extremely surprised.
Yeah.
They've got rid of him purely based on birth certificate.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, the argument being that, all right, we give him games, we're not giving games to one of the blokes that's been at his premiership.
Yeah.
He makes every other bloke around him better. So, yeah, look, you're not putting games into maybe Trent Dumont.
Yeah.
But just having Brent Harvey in the side and training with him and, you know, seeing what a 38-year-old bloke does to get on the track every week makes every one of those other midfielders better, in my opinion. So,
but
look,
I mean, that
their choice.
That excuse that you're holding somebody else out, well, they got rid of Ferido, Petrie, Del Santo, and lost a couple of others we'll get to.
Yeah.
There's spots available. If somebody's good enough to take him. And that's it. Somebody, it's one thing to give somebody a spot. They have to be good enough to take it from him.
Yeah, very much.
It's one thing to take a spot. You can, a 21-year-old can be better than Ferido or be more efficient than Del Santo or offer a better option than Petrie.
Yeah.
They're not going to run harder than Brett Harvey.
And the thing is, I still don't agree with the theory of he's taking a place of someone who isn't as good as him. Like, that's kind of the opposite of what you're supposed to be doing as a football manager, is that the best person gets the spot.
Well, if he dropped off, like if he was injured a lot of the time, or if, you know, he'd lost the pace, and he has lost a yard of pace. He's 38 fucking years old, that's expected.
He's got a few to spare, though.
Yeah,
but he's still able to outrun and veteran his way out when he can't.
Outwork, yeah.
Yep.
So there's a few times he was chasing, I think it might have been Ahmed Saad, out of the back line, and he's running, and he's gone, nah, I'm fucked. So he's called someone else to come in on him. But that's the first time that's ever happened to him that I ever saw. And it just happened to me in his last handful of games.
I've said it time and time again, there are certain people that are bigger than the club, and how many years you give them is 1 year too many. And Harvey is definitely one of those. Nick Riewoldt's the other one. You give him 1 year too many.
Yeah, well, plus, exactly. Today we saw old KB, his statue got unveiled.
Yeah,
see that? It was he had the skullet flying in the wind behind him.
Yeah.
So
straight out of the 1980 grand final.
Yeah, I mean, it was actually larger than life, which is fortunate because between he and Brent Harvey, they could make a statue out of a can full of bronze. But I guess Boomer's statue goes up there one day. I have no idea.
You never know. And the other
put it at Etihad.
The other out is Daniel Wells, who was he free agent? I think across to Collingwood.
Yeah, he got an offer too good to refuse.
Yep, I cannot blame him one little bit. 14-odd years at the Kangaroos, in and out, and spent, you know, sometimes I think an entire season on the sidelines.
Yeah.
But at his best, one of the best ball users at the club.
Well, he won a game, I think he won the Bulldogs game for us, pretty much. Just coming off the boundary, looking fantastic.
Even at his worst, they still blamed on Lindsay Thomas
exactly
anyway.
You're right.
Well, yeah, Lindsay's got no excuse this time. But, look, again, he's to me is a better sort of club man than Petrie in terms of how he can contribute on the field. But you can't begrudge a bloke. He's got a 2-year contract on the table, and he gets a 3-year for more per year offer to go somewhere else.
At the twilight of your career, I think he's 30.
Yeah.
Is he injured now too?
And he's injured round one.
He's done another, I think it was a calf.
Yeah, it's lucky Collingwood are awesome at that recuperation shit.
He kicked a dog or something, according to the reports.
So they're the big outs, and there's a lot of experience going out there, but in comes...
You talk about that, the average age went from second oldest to second youngest.
Yeah, well, it had to, didn't it?
Yeah.
When you start shooting everybody that's, you know, lived in the 90s.
Yeah, it's like no real sort of motivation to be good at that club at the moment.
Complete this sentence. Smells like teen spirit. Ah, you're out. Fuck
you
it.
You are toast good.
So they're ins then. They got Ahern, Horvat from the Bulldogs.
He's looking pretty good.
Looked all right. Yeah. I'm still not 100% certain on how to pronounce it.
We'll go with Horvat.
Yeah.
Horvat.
Horvat. Fucking whore rat.
He is missing a vowel or two. And Marley Williams. And again, I've got big raps for Marley Williams.
Yeah.
I think he's very much in that Ferrito mold, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they need big things out of him, though. That's the thing, is that they need to fill the hole that sort of Boomer and Wells' departures have left. Don't know if he's up to it, but hey, they expected big things out of him.
We needed more blokes with tats.
Yeah.
And he's taken up pretty much eight blokes. Yeah.
And a criminal record.
You also need Kane Turner to find the gym, too. Which, I mean, it's pretty surprising because it's easy to find. I mean, shit, we dressed Josh up as Batman and got him in there. pumped out a few reps.
Did too, yeah.
Yep. That was a long time ago, that one.
I think Brent Harvey was only up to 300 games back then.
Marley Williams is one of those guys that, when we did the Collingwood one, he said, like, I really love his attack on the footy. And I think he's... really aggressive and you know, has that hunger, like, it's mine, give me that ball.
Yep. You're right. I love those backmen that hate being beaten.
Yep.
Like, if a batman gets a goal kicked on them and they're like, well, I'll get it next time, fuck you. But I want the one who's like, fuck, I hate when he kicked goals.
But I want him to play more in the middle, but unfortunately, the Collingwood supporter said his disposal really lets him down.
Yep.
So maybe it is that little bit of rush of blood. But, you know, he's coming into, I think he's mid-20s now, so he'll be a little bit more mature and hopefully, you know, a little bit more nous. Mm-hmm. He'll be more than handy, I think.
Plenty of spots he can fill into there as well. Yep. So if he's no good in one spot, well, try the forward, try the back line.
Somewhere else.
Shit.
So let's have a look at their 2017 season then. Their double-up games are the Bulldogs, Saints, Melbourne, Frio, and the Gold Coast. Shit.
Let's be honest, they ain't getting off to 9-0 this season. Well, holy shit.
That's the other peculiar thing.
The AFL rectified that little loophole.
Have a look at their first 4 weeks.
Yep, I actually have this written down.
Yep, go on.
We've got West Coast at home, Geelong at Etihad, Giants in Tasmania, Western Bulldogs at Etihad, Frio away. Then they've got the Suns, which I've picked as their danger game. Because after that, they've got Adelaide in Tasmania, and then Sydney at home. Like, good holy luck. Shit. They could seriously go into the bye round 0-10.
The only thing I want to go in with in the bye round is a clean injury sheet.
That's true.
I mean, add that to it.
Yep.
Like, there's a few there.
Because in the preseason, we were out pretty much, I think it was 12 players were out from the team, including Hearn's out because he's, you know, they picked him up injured and they knew he was going to be injured for all of 2017. But then we had Simkin, Junker, of the young lads, and then
all Brown, the big names.
Jacobs, Goldstein was down.
I think Brown and Majak both played in the VFL on the weekend.
Yeah, they both came back through.
Yeah. So I think they'll be back for round one.
In theory, you can. I'm not taking that for granted yet.
Yeah, let's wait to see. Yeah, there's always that. But yeah, that's a rough start to the season for them.
Yep.
In a year where, you know, they've lost a lot of experience, certainly.
Yeah, and to me, a lot of it was the their. Sports scientist, or their performance manager, I think it was, around the midpoint of last year, went over to the US to join an NBA team. I think it was even San Antonio. And
is that about when the injury started?
Yep. So, look, I'm not saying causality is the same as coincidence or anything, but
causation.
It does seem to be pretty closely matched together. So, fuck it, offer him some. There's no cash to be offered, but offer him someone's sister. I don't know, someone's brother. Who cares? Whatever his poison is.
Well, let's see how the Spurs injury list went first, because, you know, I'm saying there's two sides to the story.
Paddy Mills is still going.
Maybe only because of injuries. Maybe the rest of the team's out. Shit, I don't know. Well,
got to look after a brother.
Yeah, true.
Well, didn't Bogut, did he go across to there and got injured?
No, it was Cavs.
The Cavs.
Yeah, he lasted 58 seconds.
58 seconds. Yeah, there you go. It's more than CM Punk.
Great time to get in touch with him on Twitter too, because he's got fuck all else to do.
I feel bad for Bogut.
Ah, he's done all right. He's got himself a ring.
He's done very well for himself.
He could have got two.
So who's going to have a big year out at North then?
Well, this is going to be more wishful thinking, but I really want Prius to have a big year. I've been on his fan train for a little while now.
The hybrid.
Who the fuck is Prius?
He's a former rugby player who's a massive stonking unit. Looks like someone stretched Mumford about another 6 inches.
Jesus.
You'll notice him, Ben. The first thing you'll notice is his head is just about half a size too small for the rest of his body.
He's a massive unit.
And if he's coke habit.
There's one thing that Goldstein doesn't have. It's that shoulder-to-shoulder just mongrel. He's more a skill style player, where we've seen Mumford and Sandilands especially manhandle Goldstein at times. Whereas Prius, to me, is the ruckman they'll put shoulder to shoulder and throw Goldstein forward occasionally, and he just will pile drive motherfuckers. Even if on his own team, he doesn't give a shit.
You say, yeah,
in my way?
That is one thing he needed to fix up was his tackling, because I think it was good to see Swallow actually show some aggression in that practice match where Prius, but I had no idea, dumped him on his head, and Swallow got up and had a go at him.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And I thought, well, that's good. I want to see aggression from Swallow. And besides, he fucking deserved it because that was a horrible tackle. Mm. But yeah, he looks like he could be a real danger around the ground more so than in the ruck contest. What Goldstein lacks in physicality, he certainly makes up for it.
Oh, in athleticism and ability.
He just needs to get the footballer about him now because we haven't seen much of that from him yet. But, you know, VFL is VFL.
Yeah. See, I reckon they need Jed Anderson to step up. They got him across, big raps on him as well. I thought he played well when he was at Hawthorn.
Just
potential.
Just not enough.
Yeah, just, and plus you're going up against a pretty decent side. Yeah. I mean, didn't get much of a chance, but I think he's capable of filling in like a permanent forward spot. However, I mean, he's a midfielder that plays forward, so it's hard to get a chance.
He got a game suspension for that bump on Rewalt last
year. Yeah, I thought that bump was beautiful.
Nothing wrong with that
perfect bump.
I remember hearing it. He's going, oh my God.
Yeah, I thought that was a beautiful bump. Didn't deserve it. But I mean, he's only kicked 2 goals 4 last year, I think.
Yeah.
So he needs a bit more hand than that. Obviously, they've got big men in their forward line, but if they're not winning games, it's pretty pointless.
Hmm. I've got Jamie McMillan. I think he'll come out this year.
First player. There you go. You heard of your first. Coming out.
Oh, he can do that too. I don't give a shit. He's sort of threatened to be something for a little while, but I think now with the the opportunity he's got, he could actually, you know, be that playmaker position coming out of off the wing or out of half back.
I'm going to throw a curly one out there. I reckon North Melbourne's best and fairest this year is going to be Lindsay Thomas. And not for kicking goals. The big problem with...
No, you're getting confused with Daniel Wells again.
The problem with the North's out is Harvey, Del Santo, Wells, they're their three best ball users.
Yep.
I think Lindsay's his disposal is actually really good. I think he's going to spend more time in the midfield this year than previous years. So he'll probably kick, I don't know, let's pick a number, 10 goals less than he kicked last year.
You'll have to put a leash on him.
Yeah, I think that it's going to be, he has to step up and be a leader in the team rather than a bit player.
Yeah.
I think that he's actually really improved on the diving.
Definitely.
Because for better or worse, he was the face of the diving.
Yeah.
And playing for free kicks. And once you get that reputation, it doesn't matter what you do, it sticks with you.
Yeah.
I think it's actually helped his game a little bit in the last couple of years. Hasn't helped Brad Scott's wallet. But I think it's helped his game because he's stopped playing for them. But also, when he does get high contact, sometimes he doesn't get the free kick anymore.
Yeah.
But he's stopped appealing for them.
Yeah.
So he'll cop a higher contact and he'll keep going.
See, I think it comes down to the fact that he saw results from not diving and actually playing on and getting the ball. He's very good when he gets it.
Absolutely.
So I think there's that motivation now because he's realised that you're far better off playing through that because you can set your team up.
I think his advantage too is that he's a lot younger than you think.
Yeah,
because he looks 45.
He's always looked 45.
He was born 30 years old.
Yeah, and I think when people line up on him, they're like, "Oh, this old lad, I got him." But he's surprisingly quick for a bloke who looks like he's collecting a pension.
Yeah.
But look, I hope he has a good year. But I do think what I was just saying there, the leashing him to get him out of the forward 20, Swallow wouldn't have been able to do it.
Zeeble
will. He is the sort of don't fuck up my club bloke that they need in captain.
Well, if Zeeble threatened you, you'd feel scared. If Swallow threatened you, you'd be like, what are you going to do, mate?
Yeah.
Pray for me? Yeah, go on.
But Zeeble's sort of bloke where he's like, look, we're gonna have it now. And look, I might lose, but I guarantee you'll be getting hurt too.
Yeah.
He is very much a lead by example type as well.
Yeah, and he's the only example there now, so yeah, pressure's on.
Well, that's what I mean. Lindsay Thomas needs to become, you know, he might have spent last year like 5% of his time in the midfield.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be more 50, 60, maybe even 70% in there because they need good ball users. And small forwards are a lot easier to come by as opposed to somebody with a high percentage ball use out of the middle. So if that's the good news, what's the bad news for him? Who's in trouble?
Mad Jack Doar, 100%.
It's almost tradition as well, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
But the thing is, this year there's somebody younger and could actually be bigger who's already better, and that's Priest, Proust, Priest.
Yeah, Priest
already.
Look, they're a different cat because Doar up top is bigger than any player I've seen take the field, but he skips leg day, 100%. I've got legs bigger than him. I mean, I've got pretty big legs, but he's still not a footy player.
Yep.
Like, his highlight reel would match it with a lot of players who are household names. Screaming mark of the year, some really nice running, bouncing goals, but there's maybe a half dozen for a year, and that's just not enough for a bloke who has that capability. We talk about fading in and out of games. He fades in and out of seasons.
Yeah.
So, look, I want him to do well. I really, really do, but...
More than anything,
it's time to shit off the pot.
Because you know, if he goes to another club, he's going to become a
star. He'll fucking tear it up. Yeah. If he ends up at the Western Bulldogs or something, fuck, he will destroy teams.
It's about time, actually. Yeah, North gave Hawthorn something. We could do with another.
You can have syphilis.
No, we didn't need Carey. yeah, I mean,
neither did Adelaide. At least got him.
Doar's the obvious one. I think he's. Especially because of how impressed in the preseason I was of Proust. And Brown has that option to be a forward target. And such a good kick.
I think I know who you're going to go next, though.
Who's that?
Scotty Thompson.
Yeah, because I've got it written down.
Well, no, I just kind of figured it was going that way. Because, look, with Tarrant there now, he's the key to that back line. Thompson no longer is. Grimer used to be back there and quite handy with Thompson as well. And they'd pair up very well. But obviously, Grimer having... not even been good enough to cut into an Essendon side that was already depleted through injuries and everything. So, Scotty Thompson really hasn't done enough intelligent defence in the last couple of seasons to justify, you know, his previous seasons. You know what I mean?
He's very much a one-on-one defender. When he's got the ball in hand... You almost... Can you give it to somebody else, please?
Yeah.
Just anybody. I don't really care. Actually, give it to your opponent and then tackle him.
You'd be better off. I'll take it. And look, don't get me wrong. I like the bloke. He's been a fantastic servant of the club. But now that Marley Williams is there, honestly, if you had to choose a spot between the two of them, on round one, I'd lean towards Marley Williams.
All that plus, he's probably the next oldest in the club. And that seems to be a pretty bad thing to be at North.
Yeah. Even though he does look like one of the younger lads.
Yeah. So he's been around for a while. But yeah, you're right. Tarrant is clearly overtaking him, and I think there's going to be some more younger guys that come up, and because he's going to be the second key position defender.
Yeah, with Williams, Luke McDonald's back there as well, and he's been given some fairly high raps.
I think they're still short one key defender, and I don't think he's the answer anymore.
Yeah, that's to a Wright and Durden, and Vickers, Willis, and
he's looked all right.
Yeah, when he's able to stay on the park, he did his knee late in the VFL season. And it's been a bit shonky since. Apparently, they fixed it up in the off season, but with knees, you know, you never know. A player comes back too soon, you never know what the fuck's going to happen.
Thompson's played undersized and given away, you know, centimeters and kilos week in, week out for his entire career. As you get older, it gets harder to do that.
Yeah, I mean, he spent his best years making Josh Gibson look good, which was, you know, probably held him back a bit.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a full time gig when he was at North for Josh. Especially keeping that afro in check.
Well, he got injured for us falling off the fucking toilet.
Sure he did.
Yeah, that was the story.
I think he was playing with DeGoey's
that toilet was called Paris Hilton.
Let's just say he wasn't the Carey wasn't the last person to get in trouble at the toilet at all. Anybody else? Because I've got somebody else who I think might be in a little bit off the nose at North now, and that's Swallow.
Yeah.
So he's given over the captaincy to Zeeble, which I think is a great move by North.
Yeah.
But you got to ask then, what's he doing? Because he's not that old yet.
Yeah.
It's early to give over the captaincy, and I think that his leadership was something that you could almost forgive, that he wasn't the absolute elite midfielder around the league. But if he's not a leader anymore, or not the leader, I should say, he's still got to be a leader.
See, I'm going to step further and say he's a list clogger.
A little bit, isn't he? A little bit. Look, which is harsh.
And it is hard because I do like the way he goes about it, and I think he has a really good on-field attitude of just, I want the ball. But he's not an in-and-under player.
Yeah.
But he's still not fast enough to be an outside player. So he's sort of this in-between. And I think when he had the captaincy, he was trying to beat Gary Ablett, like be the inspiring, all-conquering leader, and he's not that good.
Yeah.
Is this the last year on his contract?
I believe so.
Well, he's setting himself up to get the fuck out of there, isn't he?
You reckon he's going to Gold Coast?
Oh, he's going wherever someone will take him because he wants to win a premiership before he hangs him up, and not only up there, down the north. So, don't surprise me at all. This season, putting off contract talks at the end of the season, ends up, I don't know, Brisbane or somewhere.
Honestly, it wouldn't break my heart, but I think if he went, if Gary Ablett leaves the Gold Coast, which we do expect
to happen. That's exactly what I was
thinking. I can see him going there to play with his brother, and what North get in return, I probably draft picks. Of which they may have a couple anyway.
You might get a late first, early second rounder for him.
I think an early second would be about on par. I wouldn't expect a first rounder for him. But hey, if they're willing to pay it,
especially Gold Coast, it's probably going to be a top 10 pick. That's the only problem is they might want to use him for academy picks and that kind of stuff. But look, it's just he's. It's not always your best player that is your captain.
Yeah.
Sometimes it is the best leader, but he never quite fit the mould for me, as opposed to Jack Zeeble, who screams
we said, and exactly right. We said that last year, that the games we were at, when he's on the bench, you'd see him on the boundary line, towing it, just screaming at players and wanting to be out there like a savage fucking mongrel dog.
Like the yellow angry bird.
Yeah. Well, seriously, for half the season, I legit thought Zeeble was the captain.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and I'm so fucking glad they made him captain because he deserved it.
Yep. And like I said with Zeeble, he's got a longer boot than you think too.
Yeah.
Like 60, no worries. No worries at all.
Yeah.
So after all that, where do we see North Melbourne finishing?
Not in the top two.
just outside the top two?
Well, I'm probably trading a bit more on optimism than anything else, which is exactly what you expect as a North Melbourne supporter coming into a season where we've dumped some of our better players. But I think I've got them in at eighth. Hang on, let me check.
Try again.
Yep.
Tenth. I've got them in at 10th. But it's one of those ones where with such a massive group of young players coming in, maybe they'll fall over and, you'll end up finishing 14th, or maybe some of them turn out to be gold mines and you finish, 9th, 8th. But I think 10th would be on par.
Yeah, I've got him finishing 11th, so one spot down from Josh. That was before I looked at their draw. So, I mean, I'm going for 11th. If they can finish 11th, I would say that's a good season.
Well, the problem is the AFL ladder table thing that they do, where you can actually simulate every game. Is only coming out tomorrow, I think.
Actually, I think it got released this morning.
Oh, there you go.
A few people. But.
So I wanted to do that before setting everything up.
Was that the champion data? Done?
No. Just a ladder predictor, so you can simulate every game and do a full prediction.
Okay. Yep.
But I'm a bit like you, Brenton. When I first did this, I actually had North in, I think, 15th or 16th.
Yep.
Because I've just lost their best ball users in Del Santo, Wells and Harvey, plus all that experience. And what they've got in wasn't as good as what they lost.
Yep.
So I thought it was going to be a fallout. Then I had a look at them in the JLT series and I went, you know what? They've actually got a lot of run. It's that ball use is going to come back to them because they've got a lot of run but not enough efficiency. So I'll put them in as 11th, but I do think they'll probably, looking at that draw, if you're going into round 9 and you're 1-8.
With no leaders as well in those first tough games.
Those young lads, they can lose heart.
The other thing that gives me hope too, though, is the rule change around ruck.
Yep, definitely helps Goldstein.
Helps Goldstein and also helps guys like Prius and...
maybe Benny Magic. Brown. Maybe Magic too.
See, Magic, he gets pushed off the ball by Puopolo.
Yeah.
So I want him to do well shoulder to shoulder with guys like Mumford because he's got the strength. But if he's getting pushed off the ball by a bloke who's 4 foot nothing, I just don't think he's got the balance or the ability to get low.
That might be it. It might be balance. He might just be overbalanced.
Maybe he's drunk. I have no idea. But
he needs a decent excuse anyway.
Yeah, look, I'm I'm coming across as pretty harsh on Dorr, but I hope I'm completely wrong and he has a blinder season and kicks 100. But based on current form...
Spoiler alert. He won't. I'll tell you what, if he gets 100 kicks, he's done well.
Yep.
And yeah. Look, that's probably about right.
But he should be getting that in the first half of the season, which, look, maybe he will. I'm kind of pessimistic about that being a chance. Well, I wouldn't put my money on it.
All right, so we've all got North just sliding out of the eight. But like I said, in the JLT series, wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
But still in double figures when it comes to ladder positions.
I think for this stage of North's, they don't want to call it a rebuild, they want to call it a restructure. What the
whatever.
Fuck
off.
It'd be almost worse to finish eighth than it would be to just drop down, sit around, you know, 13th, 14th for a year or two.
Get a top 10 draft pick.
I mean, yeah. It kind of was a restructuring. There's some redundancies. I mean, the spot of talented midfielders no longer exists.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens with them. But anyway, we've got them all outside the top 10.
Yep.
That'll do us for the North Melbourne Kangaroos.
Yeah, wish us luck.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.